countrywide, these companies have saved $21 million with a stroke of a pen in Dublin. Yet Donegal County Council for years has been trying to take in initiatives to help small and medium Indigenous businesses across this county, and we have been stonewalled at every level in the department, saying, oh no, you cannot do that. Yet with the stroke of a pen, large multi-million euro profitable businesses can save $21 million, something that has to be changed. And we have started in Sinn Féin a national campaign to stop this. It's very, very simple. There's 603,000 within the budget book for our tourism. This is 688,000. This is like taking out every single bit of tourism that Donegal County Council is wanting to produce over the next year.
There's also the issue that this re-evaluation effectively removes €680,000 from Donegal County Council's budget, and that now puts the council looking for that money. Traditionally, they would have had to look at it from local businesses, and local businesses are going to say to you very, very clearly, we ain't got it.
I wouldn't, and I would object completely to the council going to the businesses across this county looking for this. If the government don't stand in and reverse this decision, the services will be cut. That will be potholes not fixed. That will be roads not fixed. That will be tourism projects not undertaken. That will be local communities, local businesses suffering. Or else they'll come and they'll say, well, raise your property tax or raise your rates on the other businesses in the county. So here we have again a government with priorities to save big business and ask the people that can't afford and least well afford to pay for these decisions.